This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Thank you very much. This is a very special group of people. I've been with them from the beginning. Abbey Gate, it's a four-year anniversary. So we're signing a proclamation honoring them and honoring you and honoring your loved one.
These families deserve answers. We're going to be honest about it. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
And I know from this president, as he's made a commitment, that memory will not be forgotten.
We're so proud of you. We're so proud of your loved ones for giving their life for our country. This is a rectification of a wrong. We correct that wrong today, and we're going to keep on fighting to understand, as Pete said, what happened so it never happens to another family again. But God love you all. God bless you. We're so thrilled to have you here in the People's Oval Office.
On August 26th, 2021, a suicide bombing at Abbey Gate, Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, claimed the lives of 13 U.S. service members, 11 Marines, one Navy corpsman, and one Army soldier. During the chaotic evacuation of Operation Allied Refuge, here's a brief story on each of these fallen heroes, drawn from accounts of their lives, aspirations, and the impact they left on their families and communities. These stories aim to honor their individuality, sacrifice, based on information from various sources. Marine Lance Corporal David Lee Espinoza, 20. David Lee Espinoza from Rio Bravo, Texas, was a 20-year-old infantryman rifleman with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, based in Camp Pendleton, California. Known for his grit and valor, Espinoza joined the Marines after high school with a deep sense of duty to protect his nation. His mother, Elizabeth Holgan, described him as brave enough to go do what he wanted to do to help out people, calling him just perfect. Representative Henry Cellular, Texas, praised Espinoza for embodying American values. Noting his selfless service, Espinoza's courage was evident in his role at the Abbey Gate, where he worked to save others during the evacuation. Marine Sergeant Nicole L.G., 23. Nicole G., from Roseville, California, was a maintenance technician with the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, Combat Logistics Battalion 24. At 23, she had recently been notoriously promoted and was photographed days before the bombing, escorting Afghan evacuees, including children, to safety. In an Instagram post cradling a child, G wrote, "I love my job." Described as a model Marine, she was a beacon of compassion and strength, a friend shared on social media. She was a Marine's Marine. She cared about people. She loved fiercely. She was my person. Her dedication to help others shone in her final moments. Marine Staff Sergeant Darren T. Taylor Hoover, 31. Taylor Hoover from Salt Lake City, Utah, was a 31-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, a Marine since graduating high school in 2008. Hoover spent his entire adult life in service. His father called him a true hero who loved serving his country. Known for his infectious smile and respected demeanor, Hoover was adored by those around him. His aunt, Brittany Jones Barnett, wrote, "The world has lost a true light. Our hearts are broken. Hoover's commitment to his fellow Marines and the mission was unwavering, reflected in his leadership at the Abbey Gate." Army Staff Sergeant Ryan C. Knaus, 23. Ryan Knaus from Corryton, Tennessee, was a 23-year-old Special Operations soldier with the Army's 9th Psychological Operations Battalion, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Joining the Army after high school in 2016, Knaus loved to laugh, garden with his wife, Alina, and build things with his hands. His stepmother told WBIR-TV that he was a joyful person who brought light to those around him. The 1st Special Forces Command noted, "Our teammate died not only serving our nation, but helping to give others a life of freedom and opportunity. Canals' selflessness defined by his service." Marine Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22. Hunter Lopez from Indio, California, was 22-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, the son of 2 Riverside County Sheriff's Department members. Lopez planned to follow in their footsteps after deployment. Described as wearing his Marine uniform with love and pride, he saw his service as a calling. His parents' home became a shrine to his memory, with artwork depicting him carrying a child inspired by social media. Lopez's father, Herman, said Hunter understood the despair of those he helped evacuate, finding solace in his heroic acts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Marine Lance Corporal Riley J. McCollum, 20. Riley McCollum from Jackson, Wyoming, was a 20-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment. Married in February 2021 and expecting his first child, McCollum dreamed of being a Marine since age 2, signing up the day he turned 18. His sister, Royce, said, "That was his plan his whole life." His wife wrote on Facebook, "I lost my best friend. He would have been the best dad." McCollum's lifelong dedication to service culminated in his efforts to help Afghans escape, leaving a lasting impact on the world. Marine Lance Corporal Dylan R. Marola, 20. Dylan Marola from Rancho Cucamonga, California, was a 20-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment. Passionate about stage setup and technical theater in Los Alos High School, Marola was known for being there for friends and enjoying family activities like hiking, fishing, and kayaking. His uncle told NBC Los Angeles, "He will be truly missed and always in our hearts." Marola's commitment to his comrades and the evacuation mission reflected his kind and dependable nature, making his loss deeply felt. Marine Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nakau, 20. Kareem Nakau from Norco, California, was a 20-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment. After graduating from Norco High School in 2019, he joined the Marines, aspiring to make it a career. His father, Steve, told the Daily Beast that Kareem loved the Marine Corps family and had no hesitation for duty. Nakau's devotion to his country and his brothers in arms was evident by his actions at Abbey Gate, where he stood firm to help others in a time of crisis. Marine Sergeant Johnny Rosario Picardo, 25. Johnny Rosario Picardo from Lawrence, Massachusetts, was a 25-year-old Marine with the 5th Marine Expeditionary Brigade, Naval Support Activity Brain. Known for her resilience and leadership, she was among the Marines securing Abbey Gate. Limited personal details are available, but her service alongside her fellow Marines highlighted her courage and commitment to protecting others during the evacuation. Her sacrifice is remembered as part of the collective heroism of Abbey Gate 13. Marine Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez, 22. Humberto Sanchez from Logansport, Indiana, was a 22-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment. Described as a proud Marine, Sanchez was dedicated to his mission and his comrades. While specific personal stories are less documented, his role in the evacuation effort underscored his bravery and selflessness. His community and fellow Marines honor his memory as a hero who gave his life to save others. Marine Corporal Dagan W. Page, 23. Dagan Page from Omaha, Nebraska, was a 23-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, known for his loyalty and determination. He was known as being extremely committed to his duty. Marine Lance Corporal Jared A. Schmitz, 20. Jared Schmitz from St. Charles, Missouri, was a 20-year-old Marine with the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment. Passionate about serving his country, Schmitz was known for his enthusiasm and commitment. Through specific personal details are less available, his actions at Abbey Gate demonstrated his bravery at the face of chaos. Helping to secure the evacuation process, his loss is mourned by his family and community as a profound sacrifice. Navy Petty Officer 3rd Class Maxton Doe Soviak, 22. Maxton Soviak from Berlin Heights, Ohio, was a 22-year-old Navy corpsman assigned to the 1st Marine Regiment, 1st Marine Division. Described as a compassionate and dedicated medic, Soviak was known for his care in both his fellow service members and Afghan civilians. His role at Abbey Gate involved providing medical support under harrowing conditions. His family and community remember him as a hero who embodied the Navy's commitment to service and sacrifice. These are our 13 heroes that we lost 4 years ago today, August 26th in 2021. Serving our nation, wearing our uniform with our flag on its arm. They will never be forgotten. At least not here. They are in our hearts, our prayers, and thanks for their service and sacrifice to our nation and their family's service in granting their time with us to serve our great nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.